My name is Beto Moreno, and I'm a weekly in the venue for the gathering. I've also met at the venue for various events, but mainly for the gathering every week. What's special about this place? I feel like it's just such a cool hub of just so many different types of events. You know, when you normally think of a church space, which is what the venue serves as for Life in New Belém, you know, you typically think of a place that is thought of as maybe like this holy place exclusive for a worship service. And while it does hold that space for us as the gathering, it's also more to me like not an exclusive holy place, but more of a place where holy things are happening on and off, you know, day on a daily basis, and it's not just a worship service, if that makes sense.
It's Leslie Snelson, everybody, with Muscle Memory Dance Theater. I'm the current artistic director and a founder of Muscle Memory Dance Theater, and we are so excited to be able to share with you how Life in New Belém and their support has really shaped and changed the way we think about what we do as a dance company in Dallas, Texas. My first memory, and a very important memory, is me and Megan Cardwell Wilson sneaking around and looking at this yoga palace place that was being currently hosted and was a partner at Life in New Belém back in 2010. And Tanner Hawkinsmith took my conversation to a new level when I got to finally get into the space and I saw that the venue was actually a performance space. It changed the whole trajectory of Muscle Memory Dance Theater in ways that we are so incredibly grateful. The venue space that we have at Life in New Belém allows us to have multiple choreographers simultaneously. It allows us to physically be in the space that we consider our home. It is a space that allows us to be able to literally create new environments, as Muscle Memory has created multiple types of shows. Audience sitting on the stage, audience sitting on the traditional venue space, but then the dancers being on the stage. We've created multiple ways of transforming the space in the venue that allows us to say that we're different, unique, and always unexpected, and always creative. And that has just been incredibly invaluable to us as a community partner to have that flexibility and to have that trust from our partners.
Hello, and welcome to the venue. My name is Will Ritchie, and this is a very special place for me. When I first became a community partner here at Life in New Belém in February of 2012, I had never gone to church outside of a Catholic church, at least not attended one, because that's where I was born and raised. And I realized that the experience I had here Monday through Saturday made me want to like dip my toe into Sunday. And the holiness of the venue gives that to me. It's not the kind of holiness that I had growing up with stained glass windows and Stations of the Cross and things like that. But it's a place where we do get to kind of incubate almost like in a womb. We are also here for our Diverse Lounge show, and it's a very different type of experience. But the fact that we do that work and that show and have people from all over the city here and all over North Texas only enlivens and enriches what I experience here on Sunday mornings. The symbolism of coming from outside in the bright sky, whether through Mocha, but through the gallery into this dark room, really just kind of took my breath away a bit on a Sunday morning. chairs that were put out and immediately put up. And between the singing and the devotion and the candles and the prayer and just the ease at which people would interact during those 5 minutes, brought a different kind of feel to this room that I hadn't felt, just through Diverse Lounge. But it's beautiful, this synergy that we feel here. Because now, at this point, after having been a part of this faith community for over 5 years, going on 6 years at the turn of the year, there is definitely a symmetry and a symbiosis between our shows on Friday nights and then the experience here during the gathering. I know that my children and my wife have really been edified by the experience here. And I just pray that we can continue to grow together and that the lines, you know, just continue to have a sense of symmetry. Yeah, this is where it happens right here in the venue. It's a holy space.